Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission, here in the studios of Worldwide KFUO Radio, without Andy Bates. Andy's on vacation this week, and it's good timing, and I hope he's having a good time. But it's good timing because this week we're blessed to have a new member join our staff in the Office of National Mission, working in the area of witness outreach and revitalization, Deaconess Mary Ann Hayter. And Mary Ann joins us in the studio. Good morning, Mary Ann.
Good morning, Pastor Wood.
And how are you today?
Doing great.
Great. So this is your first time on radio, isn't it?
It certainly is.
All right. Well, we'll try to take it easy on you. So you've joined the Office of National Mission. And what kind of work are you going to be doing?
Well, I'll be coordinating, as the title sort of implies, many aspects of the work for the Simple Way Evangelism Program and for Revitality. So working with subject matter experts throughout the country, getting production of materials ready, and working with perhaps coaches and other people along the way.
All right. So we're working to equip people to be more effective witnesses of Jesus Christ and help congregations. We'll just be better at inviting, welcoming, and receiving people from outside the congregation. These programs help do that. So what have you been doing before that it kind of has prepared you to do this work?
Well, I come from a background of serving at a church. My primary responsibilities there were caring ministry lead, and more specifically, largest part of my work there was in Stephen ministry. And I see a lot of parallels in that, in connecting with people, in building relationships with them, and connecting them also to word and sacrament through worship and making that connection.
Okay, for our listeners who aren't familiar with Stephen ministry, what is Stephen ministry, and what do people do in Stephen ministry? How does that work?
People are trained to come alongside someone in a difficult time, to walk with them through that difficult time, to be there with them, and to provide distinctively Christian care, offering the Word of God, praying with them when they're open to that, and being that consistent presence in their life, pointing them to Christ through a difficult time.
All right. So Stephen ministry is not really an evangelism program, though, is it?
It's not an evangelism program, but when we implemented it, we had that distinct bent to it, that idea of making Christ known in difficult situations.
Yeah, and that actually fits our Lassie model when we talk about listen, ask, seek, share, invite, encourage. As we listen to people, we begin to hear, well, what are they struggling with? What's going on in their life? What's their point of view on what's happening to them? And by asking questions and delving deeper into that, we find, hey, here's a point of connection. Here's a way we can talk about Jesus with them that really connects with where they are in life. So Stephen ministry, again, it's not a particular Lutheran program or an intentionally evangelism program, but once we engage people and build relationships with them, wow, look what happens.
Indeed.
So, and of course, that's also part of one of our workshops we're working on that I know you've gotten active in, called Connect to Disciple. And the idea of Connect to Disciple is helping congregations figure out how to invite, welcome, and receive people from outside of the congregation. And relationship building is a big part of that. So I imagine as a deaconess, you've had a little bit of experience and training in relationship building. How do you see that fitting into your new role and equipping other people to be witnesses of Jesus?
Well, I think that's a very important part, because it's only through that relationship that we have opportunities opened up to us to speak the word of Christ into people's lives. And I think that in our culture today, we move so fast, we're so busy all the time, we might make lots of connections with people throughout our day, but we often don't slow down enough to listen, to talk, to connect on a real relational basis, build those relationships with people, to open up those avenues to share that word.
All right. So you haven't always been a deaconess. You weren't born a deaconess, were you?
I was not.
Okay. So what other things have you done that you see now? Wow, look, God is making use of this in this new role that I've been called to.
Well, I think I can look back and see that through my entire life, each step of the way, and all of the crazy, wild changes that wouldn't have seem to fit together. God makes fit together in his master plan, and that's a beauty to look back and see. I started off in business, working in sales and marketing, obviously connecting with people, being able to present to them and discuss with them where they're at and what their needs are, and then moving, you know, along the way into public relations also, and then working at the seminary for several years, really developed my project management abilities and my ability to manage many tasks at one time, and to then move into a congregational setting and be able to meet people even, I think, more directly where they hurt. Much of that time opens up those doors to be able to just bring Christ to them right where they need it.
Mm-hmm. And so you see all this experience that God's given you all kind of working together towards a purpose. But not just your work experience, God's also blessed you with a family. What does your family look like, and what do they think of your new role?
My family is thrilled for my new role. They're very excited for me and excited to watch and see what God is doing in my life. Sometimes they see it even more clearly than me. I have a husband who we've been married for 21 years. He's a pastor at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Union, Missouri. And I have two children, Benjamin and Sabrina, and they are students out at Concordia University in Seward, Nebraska.
Okay. And what are your children studying out at Seward?
My son is majoring in music, and he is also doing the pre-sem program at the same time. And my daughter, well, she's a freshman there, so she's currently studying urban ministries, but she's still trying to figure out what major that's going to fit into.
All right. So you're married to a pastor, you have an empty nest and a new job. So a lot going on.
A lot going on.
And if you were to say right now, as you're looking forward, and I know you're just kind of getting your feet under you, what is the one big objective you see here, saying, this is, I know God has prepared me to do this thing, and this is what I'm really most excited about and can't wait to sink my teeth into?
Boy, that's a big question, especially on the third day. But I think that I couldn't really boil it down to just one point of what I'm excited about. To tell you the truth, I'm excited about the mission, about the ability to be able to take all of the gifts that God has given me and to focus them full time on the work of equipping the saints for making Christ known. All of the aspects of what I'll be doing are focused on that mission, and I'm just thrilled to be able to do that.
All right. Now, I remember when we were talking before you were called to this position, and I asked you a question about sharing the gospel with somebody, it stuck with me because it was one of those, I didn't really plan to share the gospel here, and in fact, it wasn't even on my radar. I wasn't in my church mode. I wasn't even doing anything that was intentional about sharing the gospel. Could you kind of share that story again and talk about how this is just typical of how God makes use of us and as his witnesses out in the world?
Sure. That was a sort of a funny story. My family was on a trip visiting the Capitol in Washington, D.C., and we wanted to go into the Washington Monument. And so there was a long line to get tickets, and the family said, you go wait in line with my friend. And we were waiting to buy tickets, and there was a group, two girls behind us, young girls, and they were on a whirlwind trip across the country. And they were telling us, you know, we just started to struck up a conversation while we were in line, and they were telling us about everywhere they were going and what they were doing on this road, sleeping in their car, and just doing it on zero money. So as I listened to them and I spoke with them, I started to ask them about spirituality, and they were very spiritual. They had many ideas about spirituality, and God just opened up the avenue there for me to be able to tell them about Christ and to speak that truth to them. It was really a great moment, and I think I shared with you that my friend Mary later said, I can't believe that you just did that. I could never do that. And I'm like, well, yeah, sure you can. Mm-hmm. It's just a part of it's who we are. Mm-hmm. And that comes through in all kinds of ways when we just allow God and the Holy Spirit to prompt those conversations.
So your friend Mary said, I could never do that. But if somebody would have said, hey, Marianne, go stand in that line, share Jesus with those girls. You might have said, oh, I don't know about that.
That's right. That's right. And oftentimes, if we just keep our eyes open in the places where we go, where we live, where we work, where we play, God just puts those opportunities in front of us, and we speak.
And it sounds like, even though you probably didn't know what the LASSE acronym was, you put that into practice. So you were listening to them, asking them questions, and you got to the point of, hey, here's a point of connection, and I can share the gospel with them. So I think you owe me a royalty for using LASSE.
I think I do. When I read the LASSE material, I said, hey, this is it. This is exactly what we're doing.
And all I've really done with LASSE is take what should be a pretty natural way of sharing the gospel and put it into an acronym and a way of remembering it, kind of keeping track. So great. So if you were sitting where you are today with two full days and a partial third day on the job, looking forward, saying, what word of encouragement you give to the people listening to say, hey, you know, this is the work we're doing, and this is how I want to encourage you as a witness of Jesus in your everyday life?
Well, sitting where I'm at right now is very exciting. I get to see the materials that they haven't seen yet. I get to see what's coming and what will be in their hands and what will form their minds and their ability, equipping them to share the gospel. And so it's very exciting to me to be able to see that. And I guess I would say, hold on, you know, wait, more training and equipping is coming. It's good stuff. It's foundational. But at the same time, in a certain way, like you said, with LASSE, it's already something that we often do. We also have what we need. We have the word, and really, we have this training, but we also already have the word, and that's what we're trying to share with people. That's what it truly equips us to witness.
All right, so we have the word. You don't have to wait for the Synod to give you the word of God. You've already got that.
Right.
But we're working very diligently to get new resources out to congregations. We have some people being trained in November. I know you're part of that to help us equip other people. So it's not just one or two of us running around the country trying to equip people, but we're going to multiply the number of people who are able to bring this training. And it's very exciting. Then, of course, we're working towards larger scale programs, A Simple Way, and Revitality. So a lot of great stuff coming down the pike, and we're just glad to have you on board with us,
and
look forward to the great things that God has in store, including future editions of Witness Wednesday. And a reminder to our listeners that we, on Witness Wednesday, we now have an email address if you want to write in questions, things that we can talk about in future editions of Witness Wednesday. Very simple email address. It's LASSIE, LASSIE, for Listen, Ask, Seek, Share, Invite, Encourage, LASSIE@KFUO.org. So please write in and connect with us, and we'll be happy to talk about what interests you in future editions of Witness Wednesday. Well, God bless you, and be faithful witnesses to the glory of Jesus and to your joy.